home with.
Which ones? Eastland?
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty rough. Pretty rough. They wanted me to cave all the way and simply reinstate Mr. Otepka to his former job, but we agreed at the end that the proceedings would go ahead and that they'd go ahead and have their witnesses from here in executive session, and then they would frame for me the list of the issues that they have in their minds in the committee, and I will come down personally in executive session and go into them with them. And I think this is probably the best we can do at the present moment. Otepka refuses to consider this question of transfer. What he wants is to dig himself back in here and be a Republican underground for partisan purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the rough one at the present moment. But as it was left, Eastland called Otepka's lawyer to try to get him to raise the question of reassignment so he could get rid of this problem. And Otepka's lawyer now said that all Otepka wanted and was insisting upon was restoration to his job. And I think that would be a kind of collapse that would just destroy this department in all sorts of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the two senators there seem to agree that the thing to do is to go ahead and that the path back to his job is the hearings, and let the hearing examiner go ahead and take the testimony and find out what the facts are and then make his report. And then you and I can take a look at it and decide what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on...
How's this OAS thing look?
Well, I'm talking now to the Bolivian foreign minister. I think we're going to get a pretty good result on it.
How many? 15, 16?
Oh, I think probably 15.
Mm-hmm.
Bolivian
going with you?
I've just started with him. I just got back from the Hill.
Well, they tell me that I talked to the Bolivian ambassador. He says that he talked to him earlier today, and he told him he had the instructions to, when in doubt, follow Chile.
Well, I think I'm going to be seeing the Chilean tomorrow, but I think Bolivia's in a situation where it's like the congressional pay raise. They don't want to go. They don't want to vote for it, but they'll be glad to go along with it when it's passed.
Mm. What's the situation on Cuba killing this fellow down there? Is anything to that?
Not at all. This seemed to be an elaborately planned propaganda trap that our fellows fell into by firing a shot over their heads. The ambulance was there within 6 minutes with all the photographers and everything else, and normally it takes them about an hour to arrive on the scene of anything of that sort. And the reports down there from our side are quite convincing on this, that this was just a planned trap.
Don't think he hit anybody at all?
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did. There was an experienced man, and all the Cubans involved made a normal retreat back to their bunkers, their trenches. And if anybody had been hit, as the Cubans described it, it would have been very evident on the spot.
Mm.
So I think that was a phony from the ground up.
What do you hear on Cyprus?
Nothing very much, except that Dean Acheson seemed to have a little bit of encouragement about the possibilities. And on the whole, the situation is reasonably steady.
I think we got to be awfully careful what we say about war in Vietnam the next short while, and our people ought to just say we haven't got any comment. I don't like for them to just be saying that we have contingency plans to go into Vietnam and North Vietnam, because that just stirs it up again. We've got it quieting down pretty well now, and I see McCloskey said today that we had a contingency plan, but nothing immediate. And that just provokes a lot of discussion. I tell those damn newspapers that are hounding me to death, I just say, I have nothing further to add to what's already been said.
Right, right. I told Bill Bundy to get a telegram off today to Taylor to get Conn under control out there.
He sure needs to.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're adding to it here, and they it's their job to provoke a fight, and it's our job to prevent one. And I think that we ought to tell whoever our briefing officer, Phillips or McCloskey, whatever his name is, that when they ask you if we're going north, don't say, well, we have a plan, we could go north. Anybody knows that we could. Just say, I haven't anything to say to add to what's previously been said.
Right. All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.